感谢主的恩典，让我们能够一起来享受安息日。
And so thanks to God's grace that we are able to enjoy the Sabbath day.
我们今天早上跟大家学习的题目是信耶稣以悔改。
And so this morning's topic that we would like to share with everyone is believing in Jesus and repentance.
古时候有一个传道人叫做保罗。
And in ancient times, there was a minister whose name was Paul.
他说我们做一个忠心的传道人，要把这个道理传得全备。
And he said that to be a faithful minister of the word of God, you have to preach the truth in its entirety.
才能够把人完完全全的带到神的面前。
Only then can you fully bring a person in front of God.
所以我们说我们所传的道理叫做全备的福音。
And so that's why the gospel that we preach, we say it is the complete gospel of the truth.
那这个福音就是神要赐给人大福气的喜信。
And the gospel is the message of God, as a great blessing to man.
耶稣成为救主来到世界，就是福音的起头。
And so the beginning of salvation is Jesus Christ coming into the world as its savior.
耶稣到各地方行善事来拯救人。
And so Jesus went around doing good deeds and saving people.
最后又担当人的罪被钉死在十字架上。
And finally he bore the sins of all men and he died on the cross.
因为他是人类的救主，生命的主。
And because he is the savior of all men.
所以他可以把生命舍弃，又把生命赎回来。
And so he is able to sacrifice his life and regain his life.
三天以后复活。
And after 3 days he resurrected.
所以借着耶稣的救恩说让我们能够脱离诸般的凶恶，他还要救我们进到永生的天国。
And so through the salvation of Jesus Christ, it delivers us from all evil, and then it allows us to enter into his eternal kingdom.
所以这个就是神救我们世人最伟大、最宝贵的信息。
And so this is the greatest salvation that Jesus came to save man.
神救人的恩典已经显明出来。
That the salvation of Jesus Christ has already been revealed to us.
但是我们怎么样来领受神的救恩？
But how do we receive the salvation of God?
虽然有很多人在传道里叫人要信耶稣。
And even though there are many people who hear the gospel to believe.
虽然信耶稣没有错。
And yes, it is correct to believe in Jesus.
但是怎么信啊？个人的讲法常常不一样。
How to believe in Jesus, there are many different ways.
有的人在一场布道会以后就说，你们要信，就举手。
And some people say, in their evangelical service, if you want to believe, raise your hand.
有的人把手举起来，那就说你们得救了。
And some people, when they raise their hands, the minister will say, you are saved.
有的人说你要洗礼。
And some people say, you must be baptized.
但是怎么洗？
But how do we get baptized?
有的用点水礼。
And some use the method of sprinkling.
有的是用浸礼，但是是头往下仰。
Some do baptism by full immersion, but they do it backwards.
有的是在浴缸里面，有的是在游泳池。
Some baptize others in pools or in fountains.
各种的方法都有。
And so there are many different ways.
所以很多人所讲的不太一样。
And so many people have different ways of saying.
所以让人不晓得什么样才是正确。
And so man is confused as to which is the right way.
有的人对道理得到某一部分的知识。
And so some people, they have a certain wisdom towards a part of the truth.
所以他就非常的强调。
And so they emphasize this portion only.
甚至把他的教派的名字都用他所了解的道理来作为他教派的名称。
Even to the point where they even change the name of the denomination to emphasize on that teaching.
比如说有的人很强调说要因信得到称义。
And so, for example, some people emphasize that justification through faith.
有的人很强调说就是要洗礼，要浸礼。
And some people emphasize that baptism must be full immersion.
有的人强调说要守安息日。
And so some people emphasize you must keep the Sabbath day.
所以他们抓到这个道理上的一部分。
And so when they grasp onto this portion of the truth,
他们觉得这个非常重要。
They feel that this part is very important.
啊，一直强调，甚至把他的教派名字啊，都是用这个他们所强调的道理。
And so they emphasize it to the point that the name of the denomination is focused on this one portion.
啊，那事实上啊，他们强调的没有错，但是不完全。
And of course, what they are emphasizing might be correct, but it is not the complete.
所以有一个故事说啊，啊一群啊瞎眼的人啊，他们要了解说像到底是什么样。
And so there's a story of a group of blind men trying to touch and feel an elephant.
啊，有的摸到那个象的肚子啊，他说：“哎，象好像一片墙壁。”
And so one blind man feels the stomach of the elephant and says that this is like a wall.
有的摸到象的大腿。
And some feel the leg of the elephant.
他说这个象啊，好像一根柱子一样。
And they say it is like a pillar.
啊，但是他们都是主了解一部分，但是没有全面性的了解。
However, each one only has it's his own perspective of what he's touching, but not the entirety.
我们看以赛亚书二十八章。
We look at the book of Isaiah, chapter 28,
十三节
verse 13.
以赛亚书二十八章十三节。
Isaiah chapter 28 verse 13.
说神向他们说话是命上加命，令上加令。力上加力，力上加力，这里一点，那里一点，以致他们前行仰面跌倒，而且跌碎，并陷入网罗啊，被缠住了。因为神的道理啊，在这个圣经里面是这里一点，那里一点。
Because the word of God, in the Bible is revealed here and there.
啊，所以有的抓到这一点，有的抓到那一点。
And some people grab onto this part or that part.
啊，结果没有办法了解这个全面啊，所以就没有办法达到完全。
And but they cannot grasp the entirety of the Bible, and so they do not grasp hold of the whole gospel.
我们再看三十四章的十六节。
And if we look at chapter 34, verse 16.
以赛亚书三十四章十六节
Isaiah chapter 34 verse 16
说你们要查考宣读神的书，这都无一缺少，无一没有半额，因为我的口已经吩咐他的灵将他们聚集。这里讲到说我们要查考神的话语，神的书就是圣经。
And so here it says, search from the book of the Lord, which is the Bible.
因为有关啊，人能够得救的道理啊，啊，都在这个圣经里面。
And because of the light, and there's the Bible contains all the words of salvation.
说得非常的全备，没有缺乏。
And all of this is complete and nothing is lacking.
而且说都有半额啊，就是能够互相的对照来了解。
And so it mentions that it has her mate, meaning that there is another part to complement it, so that
说这个圣经是神的话，神把他的教训已经宣告出来了。
And so this is to say that the Bible is the message of God that has already been proclaimed.
我们怎么去了解神的话？
And how do we understand the word of God?
所以一定要靠着神的灵。
And it is through the Spirit of God.
因为神的灵会把有关神的道理全备的福音呢、就把它聚集起来。
Because the Spirit of God will gather together all the words and the salvation of God.
所以没有神的灵啊，我们没有办法了解神的事情。
And so without the Spirit of God, we cannot understand the matters of God.
没有神的灵带领啊，我们没有办法真正啊认识全备的道理。
And without the guidance of the Spirit of God, we cannot fully understand the entirety of the salvation of God.
所以古时候神借着他的灵啊，把那话语啊传给古圣徒。
And so in the old ancient times, God used His Spirit so that He could preach the message to His
people. 他们把神的话语啊留下来。
And so they recorded the words of God.
那我们今天怎么去了解神的话？
And so how do we understand the words of God?
不是用我们的知识。不是用我们的聪明。
It is not through our own reasoning or our own intelligence.
一定要有神的灵带领啊，我们才能够明白神的道理。
But rather, it is through the guidance of the Spirit of God that we can understand it.
请看哥林多前书第二章。
We look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书二章的十一节。
First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11。
二章十一节。
First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11。
说除了在人里头的灵，谁知道人的事？像这样，除了神的灵，也没有人知道神的事。十二节。
Verse 12。
所以我们所领受的不是世上的灵，乃是从神来的灵，啊，叫我们能知道神开恩赐给我们的事情。十三节。
13。
并且我们讲说这些事，不是用人智慧所指教的言理，乃是用圣灵所指教的言理，将属灵的话解释属灵的事情。说一个人要了解人的事情，要有人的灵。
And so, in order for to understand the matters of a man, then you have to have the spirit of a man.
因为我们人有灵魂啊，所以人跟人之间呢，啊，可以互相沟通，了解众人。了解对方的意思。
And because we, as humans, we have the spirit of a man, so for us to communicate and understand each other, we are able to do so.
动物就没有办法了解我们人的意思啊。
But then animals are not able to understand the will of man, because the spirit is different.
他说我们要了解神的事也是一样。
And the same with us trying to understand the matters of God.
要有神的灵，才能够帮助我们了解神的事情。
And it is only through the spirit of God can we understand the matters of God.
所以不是靠我们的聪明智慧来了解神的话语。
So it is not by our own intelligence or reasoning that we can understand the word of God.
所以圣灵啊，会帮助我们来了解神的话语，神的旨意。
But rather it is through the Holy Spirit that helps us understand the will and the matters of God.
所以用圣灵所指教的言语，来将属灵的话语，把它解释出来。
And so it is through the words of the wisdom that the Holy Spirit teaches, and so that we can understand spiritual things.
所以感谢主啊，借着圣灵的降临建设了末素真教会。
And so thank God it is through the descending of the Holy Spirit that is established the true church of the end days.
借着圣灵启示我们早期的工人呢，明白一切得救的真理。
And it was through the downpouring of the Holy Spirit that allowed the early believers to truly understand the gospel, the salvation.
这就是我们常常在强调的十大信仰、五大教义。
And so this is what we often emphasize on the 10 basic beliefs.
我们说这个叫做全备得救的福音。
And so we often say this is the true and complete gospel.
因为能够真正把人完完带到神的面前。
Because only then can we truly and entirely bring someone before God.
能够让我们真正得到永生的福气。
That we may truly receive the blessing of eternal life.
但是我们可以把这些啊，把它归纳成为三部分。
And so we can separate these into three different main parts.
第一个就是救恩的准备。
And the first is the preparation of the gospel.
就是悔改相信耶稣。
And that is believing in Jesus and repenting.
第二部分就是完成救恩就是救恩的完成，得到真正的救赎。
And so the second is the completion of the gospel.
就借着水跟圣灵的洗。
And it is through the washing of the water and through the Spirit.
让我们能够真正受罪，成为神的儿女享受神的救恩。
That truly our sins may be washed away and we may become the children of God.
这是第二个阶段。
And so that is the second step.
救恩的成全。
And that is the completion of the salvation.
第三个阶段就是救恩的维持。
And then the third is the end of the gospel.
就是要遵守神的吩咐，神的诫命。
And that is to follow and listen after the commandments.
我们今天就谈第一部分救恩的准备工作。
So today we will talk about the first step, which is believing in Jesus and repentance.
我们看《使徒行传》十六章。
We look at the book of Acts chapter 16.
使徒行传十六章。
Acts chapter 16.
三十一节。
Verse 31.
十六章三十一节。
Acts chapter 16 verse 31.
他们说啊，当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。好，那这是传道人呐、啊，保罗他啊，到了腓立比去传道的。
And so this is what the preacher Paul says when he was in Philippi.
啊，结果受人家诬告啊，被关在监狱里面。
And because he was falsely accused, he was thrown in prison.
他照样的唱诗、祷告、赞美神。
And yet he still continued to sing hymn and pray and praise God.
说突然间地大震动啊。
And suddenly there was a great earthquake.
那些囚犯的锁链就脱落了。
And so all the prisoners, their chains fell off.
监狱的门打开了。
And then the doors were opened.
管监狱的人啊，以为大家都跑掉了，所以他拿刀要自杀。
And so the keeper of the prison, he thought everyone has escaped, so he was about to take a sword and kill himself.
那个传道人说，哎，兄弟啊，不要这样啊，我们都没有做哎。
And Paul, he calls out and says, "Do yourself no harm, for we are all here."
所以这个是一个大神迹啊。
And so this is a great miracle.
监狱的门打开了，但是囚犯没有人跑掉。
That the prison doors were opened, and yet none of the prisoners escaped.
所以管监狱的人啊，觉得很稀奇。
And so the keeper of the prison was very intrigued.
然后伏在这个传道人面前说啊，那我们应该怎么办？
And so he fell down before the preachers, and he asked, "What then shall we do?"
传道人说，你要信耶稣，你跟你家一家就能够得救。
And the minister said to them, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved, you and your household."
然后把道理传给他。
And then they preached the gospel to him.
这个管监狱的人带着全家，那一天就信主受洗呀。
And the keeper of the prison brought his entire household to believe and be baptized.
因为他们信了神，又说全家非常喜乐。
And because they believed, the Bible records that the entire household was very joyful.
所以信耶稣啊，悔改就是我们蒙恩典啊的第一步。
And so believing in Jesus and repenting is the first step in receiving grace.
啊，为什么要信耶稣？耶稣到底跟我们有什么关系呢？
And so why do we need to believe in Jesus? What relationship do we have with Jesus?
我们知道耶稣就是宇宙唯一的主宰，独一的真神。
And we know that Jesus is the creator of all nature and he is the one true God.
我们知道说啊，这个宇宙当中有一位真神啊。
And we know that throughout all creation, there is a one true God.
他称为造物主。
And he is known as the creator.
说天地万物啊，就是他造的。
That all of heavens and the earth were created by him.
啊，虽然我们人没有办法看到。
And even though man is unable to see him.
但是你借着他所造的万物啊，就能够了解这位伟大的神。
But rather it is through his creation, through the world he has created, that you know he exists.
说凡事啊，都要有人建造。
And he says, all structures need a builder behind it.
房屋啊，必须要有人盖啊，才能够存在。
A building needs an architect to build it.
不管是非常高大堂皇的房子。
Regardless of how big a structure it is.
或者一个非常简陋的茅草屋。
Or even a small hut.
不可能说它是自然存在的。
It is impossible that it just came to exist on its own.
而既然这些东西都要有人建造。
And since all of these need to be built by man.
所建造万物的就是真神。
The one who created the entire universe is the one true God.
所以没有一样东西啊是自然跑出来的。
And so there is nothing that came about on its own.
啊，不可能说啊，地震摇一摇就摇出一栋房子来。
You would never see an earthquake that shook the earth so hard a house came out of it.
没有什么自然产生的东西啊。
And so there is nothing that comes into existence naturally.
所以何况这么伟大的宇宙啊，当然是一个伟大的神来建造。
And so all of this creation, therefore, it must have a God to have built it.
所以他成为造物主，宇宙的主宰。
And so he is the creator, the Lord of all creation.
啊，这位神啊，跟我们有非常亲密的关系。
And so this God has a very intimate relationship with us.
所以他叫做众人的父亲。
And so he is the known as the father of all man.
因为人类开始就是他所造的。
Because the beginning of man was created by him.
人的生命气息是他赐给我们的。
That life of a man and our breath is given to us.
他也借着万物来养活我们。
And that he sustains our lives through all creation and nature.
所以他是生我们养我们的神。
So he is the God who gave life to us and also sustains
our
lives.
所以他也主宰我们人一 一生的命运。
And so he has set our entire lives.
说我们要生在哪里，什么时候要出生，不是我们自己可以决定的。
Where we are born and when we are born is beyond our control.
所以我们人要生在哪里，要活几岁。神已经给我们决定了。
But it is God who has already determined where we will be born and how long we shall live.
所以目的就是要让我们去晓得那个主宰我们命运的神。
And all of this is that so that we may know who the God is that gives us our lives.
当我们要去寻找的时候，神就会让我们寻到。
And if we seek after God, God will allow us to find him.
所以其实他离我们个人不远。
And actually, he is not far from each of us.
但是人虽然是神造的，神也给人安排一个非常好的环境。
And so even though God had created each of us, he also provides a very good environment.
但是我们人类的祖先却不听神的话。
But our ancestor did not obey the word of God.
以致得罪了神。
And he sinned against God.
所以人就离开了那个非常好的环境啊，所以要在世界上受苦。
And so man had to depart from this very wonderful environment and then suffer in the world.
人就劳苦愁烦。充满着一生。
And so a man would live a life of toil and labor.
最后还要面对死亡。
And at the end of his life, he would face death.
死了以后啊，说还有永远的刑罚。
And after death, he would face eternal judgment.
就是人生的命运，因为离开了神。
And that is the life of man because they have departed from God.
但是神为着爱我们。
But because God loved us.
所以2000年前啊，亲自来世界做我们的救主。
2,000 years ago, he came into this world as man and flesh so that he would save us.
就是耶稣基督。
And that is through Jesus Christ.
耶稣虽然成为一个人啊，但是他其实他原来就是神。
And even though Jesus Christ came as a man, he is actually God.
所以圣经里面说啊，这是一个非常奥妙的事情。
And the Bible says that this is a very miraculous and mysterious. 那么
伟大的神呢？怎么成为一个人呢？跟我们生活在一起。
That an Almighty God would come into this world as a man to dwell among us.
有33年的时间。
And that he dwelt in this world for 33
years. 目的就是要来救赎我们，做我们的救主。
And the purpose of his coming is so that he would save us as our Savior.
所以除他以外，说没有其他得救的道路。
And aside from him, there is no other way to salvation.
耶稣可以把我们从那个患难当中、病痛当中啊。忧伤当中把我们救赎出来。
And Jesus Christ can save us through our difficulties, our pains, and our sufferings.
他可以救我们胜过各样的罪恶，甚至胜过魔鬼的伤害。
And he can also help us overcome all sins and help us overcome the pain that given to us by Satan.
说从撒旦的权下可以归向真神。
That from the realm of Satan and be returned back to God.
从黑暗当中啊归向光明。
From darkness return back to light.
让我们信主啊能够成为神的儿女啊能够享受天上永远的福气。
That by believing in him we become the children of God and so that we may receive and enjoy his inheritance.
因为他把那个永恒的生命啊重新赐给我们。
And so that we have this new life that is given to us.
所以说你信耶稣啊，你就有永生。
And so if you believe in Jesus, you shall have eternal life.
虽然我们人结束了这个世界以后啊，我们将来还有一个永远的盼望，永远的福气。
And so even though our lives may end in this world, but we have an eternal hope and an eternal blessing.
所以就是神带给我们的福音。
And that is the gospel that God has brought to us.
说这个福音啊，就是要来拯救一切相信的人。
And the gospel is there to save those who believe.
说我们当认识真神啊，晓得他的救恩。
And so once we know the one true God and his salvation,
一切的福气跟平安啊，就要临到你。
All the blessings and peace will follow after you.
但是我们要信耶稣有一个很重要的，就是要悔改。
But the important thing that in believing in Jesus, we need to repent.
我们看一下《使徒行传》三章十九节。
We look at Acts chapter 3, verse 19.
使徒行传三章十九节。
Acts chapter 3, verse 19.
三章十九节。
Acts chapter 3, verse 19.
所以你们当悔改归正，使你们的罪得以涂抹。 这样那安息的日子就必从主面前来到。古时候的传道人在传道里的时候，
and so this preacher in the ancient times was preaching.
啊，有的很多人呐、啊，很稀奇的来听道理。
Many people were very intrigued and wanted to hear the gospel.
那么传道就跟他们讲说、啊、你们应当悔改归正。
And so the minister said, repent and be converted.
啊，然后准备接受主耶稣的救恩，把你们的罪涂抹掉。
And so that you may receive the salvation of God, that your sins may be blotted out.
那平安喜乐的日子啊，就能够来到。
So that times of refreshing and peace may come upon you.
啊，所以我们要接受主的救恩啊，很重要的就是要悔改归正。
And so the important thing in believing in Jesus and receiving his salvation is repentance.
悔改的意义啊，就是知道说我们过去错了，啊，能够把它修正过来。
And repentance is knowing that what we have done in the past is wrong and we change it.
所以叫做痛悔前非啊。
And so,
过去的不对，你要痛悔，切实的悔改。
And so, knowing that what you have done in the past is wrong, and so you truly repent.
啊，能够改过自新。
And so you change, and you have a change of heart.
比如说、啊、一个人呢、啊，走迷路了。
For example, someone who has gone astray.
啊，后来发现说他要去的方向不对了。
And then he realizes that he is not going in the right direction.
他不能够一直在往前走啊。
He cannot continue to walk forward.
因为你没有办法达到目的地。
Because you will not reach your end goal.
然后你知道这个方向错了，你要停下来，重新修正你的方向。
But when you know that your direction is wrong, you need to stop and then readjust and go the right way.
你本来坐车要到北部去的。
And if you were going the wrong direction, you want to go and you
end up going north. 但是你发现说你的车子一直往南走。
But you find that your cars keep going south.
你就要下车啊，重新搭往北上的车。
And if you go the wrong direction, so you need to get off that train and then take the northbound train.
这样才能够让你达到目的地。
And that will take you to your destination.
所以这个就是悔改的意义。
And that is the meaning of repentance.
当然，这个悔改包括两方面。
And of course, there are two aspects of repentance.
一个是心思上的转变。
One is that you have the changing of your hearts.
我们过去啊不认识神。
That in the past we did not know God.
但是我们现在听到道理，认识说有一位主宰真神。
And so, but then we hear the gospel, and we hear that there is a Lord.
我们就要离开那个假神，离开错误的信仰。
And so, therefore, we must depart from the false gods, and we leave from the false beliefs.
能够归向真神。
And return to the one true God.
能够进到神的教会。
That we may enter into the church of God.
能够追求那个全备使人得救的信仰。
And that we may enter into the true gospel that will bring us salvation.
就是信仰上的回转。
And that is the turning, the repentance of the heart.
另外是一个行为上的改正。
And then there's also the change of our actions.
说我们的信，我们的这个信心啊，的改变啊，要跟行为配合。
And so the changing of our faith must also partner with the changing of our actions.
所以圣经里面说，你要结果就跟悔改的心啊相称。
And so you must, the Bible says that you must measure the changing of the heart with bearing fruits.
悔改就是表现好的行为。
And so repentance means showing good deeds.
用好的行为来配合你悔改的心。
So that you have good deeds to complement your heart of repentance.
啊，这才是真正的改变自己。
And that is truly repentance.
我们来看马太福音第三章。
We look at Matthew chapter 3.
马太福音第三章。
Matthew chapter 3.
第八节。
Verse 8.
马太福音三章第八节
Matthew chapter 3 verse 8
说你们要结出果子来以悔改的心相称第九节
verse 9
说不要自己心里说啊，有亚伯拉罕做我们的祖宗我告诉你们神能够从石头中啊 给亚伯拉罕兴起祖孙来，第十节。
Verse 10。
说现在已经，斧子已经放在树根上，还不结好果子的树啊，就要砍下来丢在火里。这个施洗约翰啊，就是做耶稣的开路先锋。
And so, John the Baptist is the front runner for Jesus Christ.
说神救人的恩典快要来到了。
And so, he says that the salvation of God is at hand.
所以他到处传道理，叫人要悔改。
And so, he first went out and prepared everyone to
repent. 准备来领受神的救恩。
That they may receive the salvation of God.
就很多人啊，都到他那里去。
And many people went to him.
约翰就告诉他们说：“你们要结出果子来，跟你们悔改的心相称。”
And so John the Baptist told them that you must bear fruits worthy of repentance.
不然神的审判已经来到了。
Lest the judgment of God come upon us.
好像那个树啊，主人栽种一棵树。
Just like a tree that the master has planted.
啊，树栽的果树最主要的目的就是要看它的果子。
And so the main purpose of planting this tree is so that it would bear fruits.
如果一棵树啊，它没有办法结果，就只有白占地土。
And but if a tree does not bear any fruits, then it is just taking up land.
啊，主人啊，会觉得说这个树没有用啊，就把它砍掉了。
And so the master will feel that this tree is worthless, and so cut it down.
所以你一棵果树一定要结好果子。
And so a tree must bear good fruits.
那我们今天呢，要信主，要悔改。
And so today, as believers, we need to repent.
他说，真正的悔改是要好的行为的表现，跟我们悔改的心呢来相称。
And so, the repentance of a true believer is that we need to bear good fruits that are worthy of repentance.
我们看路加福音第三章。
If we look at Luke chapter 3.
路加福音第三章
Luke chapter 3
十一节
Verse 11
路加三章十一节
Luke chapter 3 verse 11
这里众人说啊，我们应当做什么
And here the people ask him, what then shall we do?
啊，这个约翰就说啊，你们有两件衣服啊，啊，就分给那个没有的
And so John the Baptist answers, He who has two tunics, let him give to one who has none.
你有食物也应当这样行。
And he who has food, let him do likewise.
啊，所以本来啊，都是为着自己的利益，你现在又爱心啊，去看顾别人。
Everything you had done previously was for your own self, but now you are taking care of others.
你有衣服有食物啊，不只是你自己用，你要去看顾那些没有的人。
And so when you haveClothing and food, you have to provide for those who do not have.
啊，及时给他们的帮助。
And to help them and give them benefits.
再来看十二节。
Verse 12.
说又有税吏要来受洗，问他说：“夫子，我们当怎样，当做什么？”
Then tax collectors also came to be baptized and said to him, "Teacher, what shall we do?"
十三节。
Verse 13.
约翰说啊，除了立定的数目，不可多取。
And he said to them, collect no more than what is appointed for you.
啊，当时的税吏制度啊，就是跟政府包税。
And so the tax collectors, they collect taxes on behalf of the government.
然后跟百姓收起。
And then they collect from the government.
啊，
多
收了就变成他私有的财产。
And so whatever extra they collect is for their own pockets.
所以这些税吏啊，一般的百姓不喜欢。因为他们讹诈人的钱财。
And so most people do not like tax collectors because they steal from the people.
这些税吏啊，听到道理了，他们要来受洗了。
But when the tax collectors heard the gospel and they wanted to believe,
他们问说我们要怎么做
？And they asked, what shall we do then?
耶稣说啊，除了那个规定的，你照常收起，你不可以再跟人家都要。
And so whatever is appointed for you from the government, that you should not ask for extra.
啊，另外有一些兵丁来。
And then soldiers came.
他们问说我们要做什么。
And the soldiers also asked him, saying, what shall we do?
耶稣说，你们不可用暴力啊去对待别人。
And John Baptist says, do not intimidate anyone or accuse anyone.
你有钱有粮就要满足了。
And so be content with your wages.
所以真正的悔改是要有好的行为的表现。
And so true repentance means the demonstration of good deeds that are worthy of your repentance.
Look at Luke chapter 19.
Look at Luke chapter
19.
Luke chapter
19.
Verse 8.
Luke chapter 19, verse 8. 主啊，我把所有的一半给穷人，我若讹诈了谁，就还他四倍。第九节。Verse 9。耶稣说啊，今天救恩到了这个家，因为他也是亚伯拉罕的祖孙。这里讲到一个税吏长，叫做撒该。
And so here it talks about a chief tax collector named Zacchaeus.
啊，因为他财物很多啊。
And because he was very wealthy.
但是 他的心灵上却没有办法得满足。
But in his heart, he was not able to find contentment.
所以虽然财物多了，地位高啊， 这些属世的福气啊，没有办法真正让我们得满足的。
And so even though he had high status and he had great wealth, he was not satisfied in his heart.
所罗门王说啊，他非常多的财富啊，学问地位都有。
And so King Solomon said that he had great power, great wealth, and great education.
但是他的结论是虚空啊，虚空，一切都好像捕风一样。
But his final conclusion is vanity of vanities, all is vanity.
世上的财物没有办法让我们真正得满足。
The wealth of this world can never satisfy our hearts.
唯有神的救恩啊，才能够带给我们今生的满足，还有来世的福气。
And only salvation of God can satisfy our hearts in this world and give us blessings in the future. In
eternity.
And even though Zacchaeus was very rich, his heart was very empty. And so when he heard that Jesus was passing by, and he sought to see what kind of person Jesus was. But because he was very short, and there were so many people in the crowd, And so it was very difficult for him to see Jesus.
所以他就一直挤啊，挤到前面。
And so he pushed all the way to the front.
然后爬到树上去。
And then he climbed up a tree.
耶稣到了，抬头一看，说撒该下来。
And then when Jesus reached him, Jesus looked up at him and said, "Zacchaeus, for today I must stay at your house."
结果他就急急忙忙就下来啊，非常高兴迎接主耶稣到自己的家。
And so he made haste and came down and received Jesus joyfully into his house.
然后预备筵席啊，请主耶稣。
And he prepared a great feast to listen to Jesus.
啊，因为他觉得得到耶稣啊，他太满足了，太喜乐了。
And because he felt that receiving Jesus, accepting Jesus, so satisfying and joyful.
所以他对主耶稣讲。
And so he said to Jesus,
我的财物啊，我要拿出一半来周济穷人。
That he will give half of his wealth to the poor.
我以前啊，如果敲诈别人啊，讹诈别人。 我都说的，我要还人家四倍。
And so if he had received anything from anyone by false accusation, he would restore four times.
这是一个完全不一样的行为啊。
And this is a completely different action.
本来是一心想办法怎么得到更多的财物的。
Originally, his one motivation was to seek how to get more wealth.
但是他觉得财物不是万能啊。
But he felt that all wealth was not a thing.
他现在认识耶稣以后知道耶稣才是至宝。
And so he knew that after receiving Jesus, that Jesus was the true treasure.
所以他现在知道说，我怎么善用我的财物。
And so he thought of ways of how he can use his wealth for good.
我要把它拿一半来帮助人，来行善救济人。
That he would take half of his wealth and he would give it to the poor.
他也知道说，应当用正确的手段呢，来得到财富。
And so he knew also that he had to use right methods to accumulate wealth.
所以我以前呢，敲诈别人的，我现在要还人家四倍。
And so if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold.
所以他有一个真正悔改的心。
And so he truly has a heart of repentance.
主耶稣说啊。 今天救恩啊，来到了这个家。
And Jesus says, today salvation has come to this house.
所以呢，我们知道说啊，这个悔改跟行为两个要相称。
And so we know that repentance of the heart and our deeds must complement one another.
我们再看马太，使徒行传十九章。
We look at Acts chapter 19.
使徒行传十九章啊
，Acts chapter 19,
十八节
，verse 18.
使徒行传十九章十八节
，Acts chapter 19, verse 18.
十九章十八节
，chapter 19, verse 18.
说那已经信的都有人来承认述说。自己所行的事情，十九节。
Verse 19.
平素行邪术的也有许多人把书拿来堆积在众人面前焚烧。他们算计书价，便知道共合五万块钱。这里讲到说啊，这个道理传到以弗所的地方啊。
And so here it talks about when the gospel was preached to the area of Ephesus.
以弗所是在亚细亚，就是现在土耳其的境内。
And Ephesus is inland of Asia Minor, which is modern-day Turkey.
啊，本来他们都是拜偶像、行邪术的。
All of them used to worship idols and perform magic and witchcraft.
啊，他们现在听到道理，知道说，哎，这才是神的道。
And so when they heard the gospel, they knew that these were the words of God.
所以他们呢，相信了。
And so they believed.
啊，相信了以后啊，就把过去啊所做的不对啊，啊，就那在那里就承认出来。
And so after they believed, they confessed.Telling of their past deeds.
啊，说有些行邪术的人呐。
And so some people who practice magic.
啊，以前用各样法术来害人呐，但是现在明白了道理以后。
And so originally they used many other ways to harm people, but now after
hearing the words of God. 把他们行邪术的工具、行邪术的书啊，通通拿来啊。用火就把它烧掉了。
And all the books and the tools that they used to practice magic, they gathered together and burned.
能够承认啊，离开他们过去的错误。
And that is a confession that they have departed from their wrong ways in the
past. 这是一种真正悔改的表现。
And this is a true manifestation of true repentance.
说一个人啊，要得神的救恩啊，一定要悔改。
And so for a man to receive the salvation of God, he must
repent. 这个悔改跟赦罪之间啊，到底是什么相关性
？And so, what is the relationship of repentance from the remission of sins？
我们刚刚读过《使徒行传》三章十九节。
And before we read Acts chapter 3 verse 19，
说你们要悔改归正啊，使罪得赦，那安舒的日子就来到。
And so, therefore, you must repent and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, and that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord.
有的人说啊，悔改就得救了。
Some people say that if you repent, you are already saved.
啊，当然，我们不能够用一节圣经啊，啊就断章取义哈。
And so, you cannot just use one verse to to just support this theory.
啊，人在世上会有劳苦患难。
And so a man in this life will face toil and labor.
将来还要受审判啊，要灭亡。
And then they will die and face judgment.
最主要的原因呢，就是罪的问题。
And the main reason for that is because of sin.
啊，所以我们现在是一定要解决罪的问题。
And so believing in Jesus, we need to deal with the issue of sin.
啊，这个罪什么时候得到解决
？And when is sin resolved?
罪借着什么来？得到赦免。
And when is our sin forgiven?
圣经里面说啊，凡物如果不用血啊，没有办法得到洁净。
And the Bible says that if not for blood, it will never be cleaned.
所以古时候啊，一定要杀牛杀羊流血啊。来做牺牲替人赎罪。
And so in ancient times, they needed to slaughter cows and sheep to shed blood for the remission of sins.
但是那个牛羊的血只是叫人想起自己的罪而已。
However, the slaughtering of the blood of the cow and the sheep is only to remind us of our own sins.
真正人的罪要得到赦免是在主耶稣的宝血。
However, it is true remission of sins is found in the blood of Jesus Christ.
我们看罗马书第五章。
We look at Romans chapter 5.
罗马书五章第九节。
Romans chapter 5 verse 9.
罗马书五章第九节。
Romans chapter 5 verse 9.
说现在我们既靠他的血称义，就更要借着他免去神的愤怒。所以人一律有罪，所以人跟神就好像成为神的对敌一样。
And because of sin, then it is as if we are at enmity with God.
因为人有罪，所以人就在神的震怒之下。
And because man has sinned, he is under the wrath of God.
说现在借着耶稣替我们死。
But then it, through the death of Jesus Christ on our behalf,
把我们跟神之间的冤仇灭掉。
He removes the enmity between us and God.
所以我们借着耶稣的血可以白白得到称义。
And so it is through Jesus Christ that we freely can be cleaned and
ever sinned.
And so that we are saved from the wrath of God.
让我们可以跟神和好，能够进到神的面前。
And so therefore we are reconciled to God and able to come into his presence.
所以耶稣在十字架上流血。
And so Jesus Christ bled on the cross.
我们就是接受耶稣基督的宝血赦罪
And so it is through the blood of Jesus Christ that we have repented. We have the remission of sins.
所以赦罪是靠着耶稣的宝血。
So for our sins to be washed away, it must be through the blood of Jesus Christ.
但是这个罪要得到赦免，主耶稣的宝血要有功效。
And so for our sins to be forgiven, the blood of Jesus Christ must be effective.
就是我们要悔改的心。
And so we must have a heart of repentance.
如果说我们没有悔改，虽然你接受洗礼了，但是这个洗礼没有功效。
If you do not repent in your hearts, but you receive the baptism, but then the baptism is no longer effective.
因为耶稣说，我来是要救罪人啊，不是救义人。
Because Jesus said he came to save the sinners, not the righteous.
所以一个人如果注意啊，不认罪。
And if someone purposely does not confess their sins,
没有办法进入得救的门路,
then they cannot enter into the gates of salvation.
所以要悔改认罪, 然后才能够接受主耶稣的救恩。
And so therefore we must repent and confess our sins, and only then can we enter into the salvation of God.
我们约翰一书第一章,
if we look at 1 John chapter 1,
约翰一书第一章,
1 John chapter 1,
第八节
，verse 8，
我们再看第七节
，verse 7，
约翰一书一章第七节
，first John chapter 1 verse 7，
我们若在光明中，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。第八节
，verse 8，
我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺。真理不在我们心里啦。第九节
，verse 9，
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。这里讲到说，我们如果不承认自己是罪人
，and so here it says that if we do not confess that we are sinners。
我们没有办法得到神的救恩。
Then we cannot receive the salvation of God.
因为人没有一个罪义人呐，但是人常常自以为义。
There is no man who is righteous, but oftentimes people are very self-righteous.
所以不承认罪啊，注意的人呐，没有办法得到神的救恩。
And so if you are unable to confess your sins, if you are self-righteous, then you cannot receive the salvation.
所以耶稣说，我来是要叫罪人悔改。
And so Jesus says, I come so that the sinner may repent.
所以在这里讲到说，我们如果不认自己有罪啊，就是自己欺骗自己。
And so therefore here it says that if we if we say that we have not sinned, we are deceiving ourselves.
说真理不在他里面。
That the truth is not in them.
但是如果我们承认自己是个罪人。
But if we confess our sins.
我们立志离开罪过。
That we make a determination to depart from a life of sin.
我们就能够得到连续。
Then we may find forgiveness.
主耶稣的宝血就能够洗去我们一切的不义。
And then the blood of Jesus Christ can wash away our unrighteousness.
所以这个悔改信耶稣这是我们得救的入门。
And so, our repentance and believing in Jesus Christ is the beginning of our
belief. 我们要谦卑认罪我们才能够 得到赦罪。
And so we must humbly confess our sins in order to receive salvation.
啊，罪得到赦免以后啊，我们才能够得救。
And after we are receive the remission of sins, only then can we be saved.
这个是悔改跟得救啊直接的关系。
And so we see that there is a direct relationship between repentance and salvation.
所以我们看到说，施洗约翰也好，主耶稣也好。
And so we see that John the Baptist or Jesus is good.
他们开始传道理的时候啊，就叫人悔改。
And so in the beginning of their message, it was all about repentance.
我们来看马太福音第三章。
If we look at Matthew chapter 3.
马太福音三章。
Matthew chapter 3.
马太福音第三章。
Matthew chapter 3.
第二节。
Verse 2.
马太福音三章第二节。
Matthew chapter 3 verse 2.
天国近了，你们应当悔改。这是施洗约翰开始传道的第一句话。
And so, this phrase is the beginning of the message by John the Baptist.
说神的国近了，你们要悔改。
Says repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
我们再看第四章。
We look at chapter 4.
十七节。
Verse 17.
四章十七节。
Matthew chapter 4 verse 17.
从那时候，耶稣就传起道来说。天国近了，你们应当悔改。啊，这也是耶稣开始传道里的第一句话。
And this also is the first message that Jesus proclaimed.
神的国近了。
That the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
你们应当悔改。
So therefore you must repent.
后来主耶稣的门徒到处去传道里。
And so the disciples of Jesus went all around to preach.
他们同样啊，叫人要悔改。
They also proclaim that man should repent.
我们看马可福音第六章。
We look at Mark chapter 6.
马可福音第六章。
Mark chapter 6.
十二节。
Verse
12. 六章十二节。
Mark chapter 6 verse 12.
说门徒就出去传道叫人悔改。所以我们很清楚知道啊，一个人要领受救恩啊，就是要先悔改。
And so we know that in order to receive the salvation of God, you must first repent.
改变我们自己啊，啊才能够来接受神的救恩。
And so we need to change ourselves in order to receive the salvation of God.
彼得受到圣灵的启示啊，啊到了哥尼流的家去传道了。
And so when Peter received the revelation by the Holy Spirit, he went to the household of Cornelius.
因为这个哥尼流本来啊，他啊。行善事，他也敬畏神。
And Cornelius, he originally believed in God and had good deeds.
神叫他说，神派天使叫他说，你请彼得来跟你们讲道理。
And so an angel came to him, telling him he should invite Peter to his house to preach.
本来犹太人跟外国人他们不互相来往的。
Originally, Jews have no relationship, no interactions with Gentiles.
但神启示彼得说，神认为洁净的，你不要把它当作不洁净的。
But God had taught Peter that what God has cleansed, you must not call common.
所以后来圣灵就指示彼得啊，跟着那个哥尼流派来的人啊，跟他们去了。
And so the Holy Spirit appointed Peter to follow after the people that Cornelius had sent for him.
那么在讲道理的时候，圣灵降下来，然后为他们洗礼。
And so as Peter was speaking, the Holy Spirit poured out on them, and they were baptized.
当彼得回到这个耶路撒冷的时候
，And then when Peter returned back to Jerusalem,
很多人就逐问说，你怎么跑到那个罗马人的家庭里面
？Some people contended with Peter, saying that you went into the house of a Roman.
啊，保罗就来见证啊，神怎么带领他。去传道给这个哥尼流一家。
But then Peter explained through a testimony of how God directed him to go into the house of Cornelius.
我们来看一节圣经。
Let's look at one verse.
看使徒行传十一章。
Acts chapter 11.
十八节。
Verse
18. 使徒行传十一章十八节。
Acts chapter 11 verse 18.
众人听见这话就不言语了，主归荣耀给神说。这样看来，神也赐恩给外邦人，叫他们悔改得生命啦。当彼得向众人见证神怎么带他们呢？到这个哥尼流家去传道哩。
And so after Peter gave his testimony of how God led him to the house of Cornelius,
因为很清楚啊，这是神的带领。
And Peter was very clear that this is through the guidance of God.
所以彼得说，我是什么人呢？神这样带领，我怎么敢不顺服呢？
And so Peter says, what kind of man that I would not submit myself to the words of God?
啊，当他见证完以后。
And after he bore testimony.
啊，大家都不讲话了。
Then no one spoke.
啊，最后他们说啊。
And lastly,
这样看来哦，神也要把生命赐给这些外邦人哦。
It says that then God also granted salvation to the Gentiles.
所以要让他们悔改得生命。
That they may have repentance to life.
所以神要把生命赐给他们，他们要先悔改才能得生命。
And so if God wanted to give them life, they must have first repent in order to have life.
所以悔改是我们领受神的生命的一个先决的条件。
And so repentance is one of the requirements needed in order for us to receive life from God.
所以那我们知道说这个悔改跟我们领受救恩啊非常有关系。
And so we know that repentance has direct relationship with us receiving salvation.
所以既然我们悔改了，就要切实的离开错误的信仰，离开错误的行为。
And so, since we have repented, we must depart from a life of sin, our sinful ways.
不可以重新啊，陷在过去的错误里面。
And then we should not enter once again into the wrongdoings of the past.
所以保罗说啊，我本来所拆毁的，现在如果重新把它建立起来。
And Paul says, what I have destroyed, and then I rebuild.
啊，明显的，我就是一个罪人。
That means I am a sinner.
所以我们离开了以后，你不要重去回去过去的错误里面。
And so once you have departed from that life, do not return back to that life.
我们最后看彼得后书第二章。
And lastly, let's look at 2 Peter chapter 2.
彼得后书第二章。
2 Peter chapter 2.
二十节。
Verse 20.
彼得后书二章二十节。
2 Peter chapter 2 verse 20.
倘若他们因为认识主救主耶稣基督得以脱离世上的污秽，后来又在其中被缠住制服，他们末后的情况就比先前更不好了。二十一节
Verse 21,
他们晓得义路，竟背弃了传给他们的圣命，倒不足啊，不晓得微妙。二十二节
22,
所以说的真不错啊，果吐出来的，他转过来又去吃，猪洗净了，又回到泥里去滚。这个话在他们身上正合适啊！所以我们要得救恩了，要切实的悔改。
And so when we receive the salvation of God, we must truly repent.
啊，不可以再重新啊回到过去的错误里面。
So therefore, you must not return back to the mistakes of the past.
啊，所以我们呢、啊、已经啊脱离世上的污秽。
And so we have already escaped from the pollutions of the world.
说你如果又回到过去的罪恶里面呢、啊，说这个人将来末后的情况比先前更不好了。
And but if anyone returns back to that sinful life, the end is worse for them than in the beginning.
他说好像那个狗啊吐出来的东西，他一下子又去吃啊。
Just like it says, a dog returns to his own vomit.
好像那个猪，你把它洗干净了，它又到泥巴里面去滚呐、啊。
Or just like a pig having washed to wallow in the mire or the mud.
所以我们要真正的悔改向善啊。
And so we must truly repent to do good deeds.
啊，这样的话，神的恩典啊。安舒的日子啊，啊就自然临到。
And therefore, blessings of God at the appointed time will come upon us.
我们来唱诗307首。
Let's sing hymn 307.